Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. On Small Cactus Radio Hour, the second last hour you're listening to before Friday. Not Friday, that's literally a year ago. That's before Tuesday.
Oh boy.
We're off to a great start, but we have guests. Why don't you introduce yourself? And I feel like the question of the day, this was actually off of the, I'm watching a old 80s OVA, like, rewatch on r/anime, and one of the questions was, if you had the opportunity to never have eternal life or never age, would you, and why? I personally, well, I'll start with you over there.
Sure.
Yes.
So, hello everyone. I am Ligma Larry. I don't know why you're laughing. Get your minds out of the gutter. But the question was, if I could have eternal life, would I?
Yeah.
Well, actually, according to Christianity, we all already have eternal life if we accept the Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ into our hearts, all right?
You can't even finish it.
No, but for real, though, I would say yes. I actually did have a very existential dream today. I had a dream that I was thinking about what would happen after we died. And I was like, wait, before I was born, I just didn't exist. So technically, I was dead, right? And I'm not going to exist after I die, so it'll just be like before I was born. But what was that like? Oh my God, I can't comprehend this. So I don't want to not exist, so I would choose eternal life, yes.
Would you like to not age, or would you like to just like be get just like kind of asymptotically get really old after like?
No, I don't want to age. I'm fine the way I am right now.
Okay, that sounds.
This is peak Ligma Larry performance right here.
Okay, good to know you next.
Can you hear me on this mic? I know this one's kind of the picky one.
You're a little low. I'm going to take, you're mic two. No, you're mic three, I think.
How's this?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, cool. This is DJ Jedi. And as for this question, honestly, anyone who knows me knows that I have mentioned at least once that it would be really cool to, when I get really old, be put in a robot body. And that's something I'd actually really want. So yeah, I would like to just keep on existing. And I guess that kind of answers the aging question. Does it answer the aging question?
I guess it does, because you decide. You can kind of just basically like pick. You actually like wait till you age, pick your age, and then stay with it for the rest of the time. It's
yeah, like yeah. I guess I can just eschew humanity in general, and
you could
become a robot. That's my plan.
Yeah, as a robot, you really could. You could just, like, imagine if you could just do, like, your designer body. Like, as it's, like, coming time, you're like, yeah, this is what I would want.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That would be interesting. I bet your design would change. Like, if you started at, like, age, like, 20 to, like, age,
yeah.
Like, I don't know, 70, 75, like, I bet that would actually, like, look different.
That would be a fun yearly exercise.
Actually, it would. Yeah, it's kind of like taking like the Myers-Briggs test every couple years to see if you ever changed.
Yeah.
I think I just went from I to E, which I think was interesting. But yes. All right, finally.
Hi, I'm David.
Hi, David.
Let's see. I would like to not age, but I wouldn't want to live forever.
Okay.
Like, because living forever, as in nothing in the universe could possibly kill you. That's horrifying.
Fair.
And it would get really boring after the first, like, trillion years.
I see.
But
it also violates the second law of thermodynamics.
Yeah.
You're basically a perpetual energy machine. You could, like, spin your arm around and, like, power a generator.
Imagine if that's what they, like, force you to do.
They just put you in a hamster wheel and, like, walk for the next 20 million years.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to live forever. But...
they seal you in a concrete room and make you walk for the rest of your life.
No.
Yeah, but I would like to not age, because getting old and dying is not something I really want to do. But
yeah.
Not getting old and then dying when I feel like it's my time, then yes, I would like to do that.
See, this is why the robot body is great, because when I decide, I'm done with everything, I can just be like, whack myself on the head with a hammer or something.
And you can lift...
Definitely there's a better shutoff switch than, like, blunt trauma.
And as a robot, you can lift heavy objects and exterminate humanity.
You can lift heavy objects... But- as a human being, it's called powerlifting.
Oh my gosh, do you even lift? Okay, question. Okay, would you go for immortality if, like, just like the way DJ Jedi said, like, if there was, like, a an easy kill switch? Like, you know, you didn't have, like, it's more, like, you know, it's the kind of immortality where you just don't die, but you, it's not like you can't be killed.
Yes, that's sort of how I envision immortality. Otherwise, it's a living nightmare
where
nothing in the universe can possibly kill you, and you just float around in space, eternally suffocating.
Yeah, having to experience the heat death of the universe and not have it kill you is kind of... That's not a good one.
Yeah, I don't know. Especially you can still feel pain. Like, that's too hot.
Honestly, it would probably be too cold.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I guess you're right.
It would be interesting, though, to go inside of a black hole if nothing could kill you.
That's true.
That would be pretty awesome.
Then you would be able to see your daughter's room and bookshelf.
I didn't want to say anything because everyone knows how I harp on about Interstellar.
Interstellar, I didn't. I saw that movie, Tusk, movie thing was, like, showing it 2 years ago, and I saw it and I didn't like it.
I really like that movie. It's one of my favorites, but I am in the minority here.
I'm happy for
you. It's enjoyable if you suspend your disbelief enough, you know.
I got bored.
I write science fiction. I'm pretty good at that.
I guess you know I'm DJ Tolstoy. I wasn't, totally... I don't know about living forever. I just don't... I feel like after some point I just get tired and just will be like, yeah, I'm over this. I kind of like the idea of, growing and changing over time and just, you know, getting to move past, certain periods and going, well, that's over. And I guess for eternal age, I wouldn't want to freak people out. I don't want to look 20 forever. 21, 21 forever. I would love to just look really, really good for my age, as I age. If I'm 40... I look 35.
Okay, when you're 200 years old, what do you look like? Do you look like you're 100?
So that's a good question. I feel like there should be a kind of logarithmic function where I just look like the most, the hottest 65-year-old at 195. You don't know what my regime is, at all, but, I'm 200, and it looks like I just joined AARP. That seems just my fate. I could do that. I don't know. I thought it was based on this, one... It's, this character is, a vampire, and so she just, can, you know...
Wait, so this was on r/anime, right?
Yeah.
So does she look like she's 14, but she's actually 1,000 years old?
So I don't know her age, but she is in high school.
Yep, there it is.
So, it came out... It's an 80s OVA rewatch. So this is, this one... It's called Vampire Princess Miyu. I don't know if she's I don't think we've gone over her age. And I don't want to. I want to live and believe that she's just a 16-year-old that just got put in charge of banishing demons into the ethers.
Baby Yoda's 50, just saying.
No. Okay, put that back.
That's true, though.
No, but
it is true.
In context, it feels very uncomfy to think about. Because I always see that, meme also, it's the same thing, lolly culture, people being this girl is, 1,000 years old, but looks like this age, and, gross.
God, yeah.
Yeah.
I am definitely, I said I was a sci-fi writer, I have a lot of, non-human characters whose human equivalent ages do not match up with their other ones, but I don't exploit it for... reasons. I'm just this character ages like a cat, even though he can think like a person, he's a cat.
I watched a movie about that.
We know, David.
I was there.
Yeah, I was there.
We were there the third time you watched that movie, David.
We were all there.
We all got to
I was sitting next to you as you were laughing a lot.
It was a funny movie.
No, it's a horror comedy.
Yep.
I guess, to ID the song, it was Too Bad, So Sad by Metric. The album was Pagans in Vegas, second to last album before the most recent. I got a vinyl release of the Newbery Comics vinyl release of this album for like $15, which is a steal. It's because I kept waiting and no one was buying it, so I was just watching the price slowly drop from like 25 to like 15, and then I just finally bought it. It's not my favorite album. I think I'd say, even though I don't hate it, it's not my, it's like probably, I like some of the tracks on it. It's just my least favorite album of the band. But this is one of the good songs on it. Anyway, we have more music coming up, more convos, all that jazz, and we will talk to you later.
Can I just record you doing that?
Got me working over. time. Yeah. Career boy. And you know I got that one track mind. Oh yeah. Even after I get what I want, I can see, baby, baby, that it's lonely at the top. Yeah. Career boy. Nothing is ever gonna make me stop. Business and pleasure, I like to mix the two.
anyone there? Hey.
Okay, before I forget, here were the last songs that you've listened to. First was Rina Sawayama's new single, Comme des Garçons, Like the Boys, which is a new single that's probably going to be her new album. She's coming to Boston soon. I don't know when. I don't know if I can afford the tickets, but she's coming. Honestly, some great synth. Not synth, just some alt pop. And next was Dorian Electra with Career Boy, also another single. I think this is off his album Flamboyant. Really great. Worked with Charlie XCX in the past. The music video is for especially this is really good. I very much relate to it deeply, especially there's a point where he's on an IV and it's just his dripping coffee.
That is absolutely you.
And there's a blood bag and it says, it's like full of coffee and it has like A, B, A, B, C, and the C's checked off. And I'm like, yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah, it's very good. Definitely look at the music video if you can. I'm gonna make sure I set this thing up correctly because I'm not good at these things. Next is Aces to Aces with Memory Lane, which is a single, but I believe it's also off another EP that I can't remember the name of right now. This is a Future Funk remix of Fly Day Chinatown, which I know I've played before on this show, which is a city pop song by Yasuha. Also, Ace Fight is also from the uses the same sample. Next was DJ Jedi's pick, so why don't you take it away?
That was Sad Machine by Porter Robinson. It's a song that my friends showed me last year, technically, because it's still the beginning of 2020. And I guess it kind of matches my theme tonight of, like, robots and machines, so it kind of fits.
There you go.
Very coincidental. But yes, it's just a song I like a whole lot.
Awesome.
Don't really know much of the backstory or anything.
Yeah, it's just off of... I did ask. I wasn't sure, but I think... I don't know if Porter Robinson has made much music after the album's Worlds. But I don't think there's much of note after that. I don't know when Shelter came out, because that got everyone wild. Does anyone know with, like, Crunchyroll and all that, they made that animated music video? Or is that just, like, a very specific thing that happened that got everyone crazy?
That sounds vaguely familiar. When was that?
2016. I think I was a senior.
Okay.
Maybe 2015.
I'm not sure if it's the same one I'm thinking of, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like, she has, like, red hair, and, like, it may or may not be a Microsoft commercial.
Yeah, that sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't think I ever saw it.
I think I've seen it twice and forgot it every time, which I don't think is a very good vote of confidence. Okay, so I did look it up. There's an EP called Virtual Self that came out in 2017, and then Nurture, which is 2020, which I think must be, it's an upcoming album.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
I'm gonna have to get on that.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. Looks like there might be a track? I don't know. We'll find out soon. But anyway, I think it's PSA time.
Ah, yes. May is National Bike Month, and the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers, because they're everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week. A message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Fantastic.
I think I say this every time, but I'm scared of bikes. Not because of what they can do to me, but what I can do to them in the car. Like, whenever I try to pass them, I think I give them, almost a whole lane of clearance because I don't want to hit them.
Because the back of my bike was hit by a car. I was not hit. I was fine. My bike just got dented.
My friend got, like, hit, like, twice, and he was so nonchalant about it. He was like, yeah, that's just, like, what happens. And I'm like, what? Like, that terrifies me.
Yeah, it wasn't fun when it happened to me.
Yeah, it's, like, startling. You suddenly do feel the, like, whole weight of the fact you're not a half-ton metal tank on the road.
Alas.
Yeah, alas, exactly. I cannot bike to work. My work is an hour and a half by car. I think I'd have to start the night before and then put a bike and get there by 9 a.m.
You should try biking to work during the third week of May, because that is Bike to Work Week.
Oh my gosh.
What if it was legally enforced? Like, no. You see any cars on the road, the cops arrest you.
Only if you're going to work, though.
That's true. What if I just said, like, oh, I'm just going to a friend's house, and I'm driving.
Then they'll follow you.
Oh, my God. That would be really interesting.
Oh my God!
No,
you're talking.
Make sure you're not lying to it.
Wait, yeah. But the cops gotta also do bike to work week, so they gotta bike to their work.
So no, they bike to work, but they use a car.
Yeah, they use the car as part of their work. So they bike from their home to the police station, and then they start driving the car.
Exactly.
I'm just laughing.
What if they forget and leave their car at home?
Well, then I think before
the third week.
Then maybe they use one of those horses and horse around.
Like, no, I'm laughing at the mental image.
Horse around.
I'm laughing at the mental image of like a cop on a bicycle, like desperately trying to catch like a driver.
Yeah.
Just pedaling as fast as he can.
Off the donuts at that point.
I think at that point you just take down your license plate and hope.
That's how we train an army of super cops. Just take away their cars, force them to bike everywhere. Their legs will be gigantic.
No, I don't like this.
They'll be able to run you down no matter what kind of car you're driving.
Oh my gosh. Or they just learn to like jump, like parkour, like jump building to building. And so as soon as you're at a stoplight, they just kind of like grab your car.
This sounds like the plot of an anime.
You know, yeah.
Especially the parkour part. That has to be in there.
Parkour. Parquet.
Parquet. A brand of squeezable margarine.
This is a very esoteric reference. But yeah, it's a brand of squeezable margarine. I don't know why I can't speak today. Anyway, we have more music. I hope you guys enjoy. We're moving on. Here we go.
Thank you. shit, just call it Jazza. Real top Sheila, real top sword. She'll even change your stubby while you're watching sport. But don't victimize him for his way of life. He's sick and tired of hearing people say, nobody likes, nobody likes, nobody likes a bogan. Nobody likes, nobody likes, nobody likes a bogan. He drives a VK Commodore with alloy wheels, with a homemade spoiler made of crappy steel. Pair of floppy dice and all the other toys, but he's no fear sticker, is his pride and joy. Saturday night, the boys in town, yeah, they're cruising the streets with their windows down. Put on some Barnes and they're on their way. You'll hear the car coming from a mile away. But don't victimize him for his way of life. He's sick and tired of hearing people say, nobody likes, nobody likes, nobody likes a bogan. Nobody likes.
Here we go. Hope you guys enjoyed the last core of songs. The last one was a combo cancel, and I'm proud of it. So Ligma Larry is first with his request. Why don't you talk about
yes.
it?
Yes. So that piece was called Overhill by the composer Howard Shore, and that's part of the soundtrack to the first Hobbit movie. And I want you guys to guess what was happening while the song was playing.
See, I've never watched any of the Hobbit or Lord of the Rings movies, so my guess was that Gandalf was dying on a hill, because it's called Overhill.
My guess was it was during, like, the giant spider attack. I can't remember the soundtrack, because, I mean, it's like the theme is repeated over and over, so in distinguishing individual songs, it's a bit hard.
All right. Do you want to guess, Rose?
Maybe you told me, but I think it's in preparation for a war. Like, it's the big battle, like, thing, right?
Interesting. I mean, I showed a song to my coworker over the summer, and she said that, like, is a battle happening during the song? The answer is no. People are walking. They're walking. They're on a hike, and just like a montage of them walking, and that song's playing in the background to make it epic. Here, I'll show you guys real quick. I have it on YouTube. It's hilarious.
This is from the trailer for Dishonored, a video game I really like. And DJ Tolstoy bought a Dishonored themed graphic novel for me. So that's why I played that.
Yes. It was, it comes. When did Dishonored come out? Because this thing's IDing it is released in 2012. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's when the game came out. Dishonored 2 came out at the end of 2016. I remember because I was very excited for winter break to start so I could run home and throw Dishonored 2 into my PS4.
That's so good. Yeah, this is a cover. Who did Drunken Whaler first? Is it just like a...
It's a whole bunch of kids.
What? I thought it was like a...
I mean, that's who's singing it.
That's true. I'm trying to figure out if it's like a cover, though. Like...
Oh, of course, if it's a cover of Drunken Sailor.
Yeah, it's a sea shanty. I wasn't sure if there was like...
In the original Drunken Sailor, do they talk about feeding the sailor to the hungry rats?
Actually, maybe. Possibly. Yeah, it's just a sea shanty. Say that 10 times fast. I wasn't sure if there was any, like, original lyricist attached to it. It's kind of hard to say, because I'm just getting a lot of stuff for Dishonored, which I guess is a good sign for Dishonored.
Yep, everyone should go out and play that game because it is good.
Why don't you, right. What's your elevator pitch? What's the game about?
You play as an assassin in sort of a steampunk kind of Victorian setting, and you have all this magic at your disposal, and you go around, freezing time and like force pushing people around. Or if you want to, you can play the game without killing a single person. Every single mission where you're supposed to assassinate someone is completely completable non-lethally.
Fascinating. How?
Your goal is always to eliminate a key target, but there's always ways of doing it without killing them. Mm. Some of them are kind of like you condemn them to pretty horrible fates, but you don't technically kill them, so you get the good ending that way.
Do you like trap them in a pool like in Sims?
No. But sometimes it's a long
time. I'm stuck in an empty pool and I can't get out.
No, but in The Sims, they actually die. If you
That's
do that.
That's true. You know, people would actually, do the scariest things to their Sims. One person had, a strategy to keep them just alive enough. But, eternally, stuck in all, cubicles. Like, just all these existential horrors, but just, with their Sims.
I know what some people like to do is they make a goblin and put them
the
in a
painting
room.
Painting goblin,
yeah,
right?
Painting goblin. You put them in a room with no windows or doors, but you give them bare minimum they need to survive, and you have them just paint for the rest of their lives. So they get really good at painting, so they make a lot of money painting, and they sell all these paintings, and you just use that money to fund an actual family who lives in the house.
What?
But the goblin never sees them or interacts with them. He just paints until he's dead, and the family sells his paintings for money.
That is terrifying.
I know exactly the scenario you're talking about. I read the same thing.
Is that a thing? Do people just do that?
At least it happens.
It was a famous Tumblr post.
I downloaded The Sims, and it turns out you can just take control of your neighbors. So I took control of one of my neighbors and trapped them in a one-by-one room. And I just waited for her to die, and to pass the time, she just kept pulling out the same book called Llama Rights and kept reading it. It took a long time for her to die.
There's something existentially terrifying about the human psyche when I learn about what, people... Because, when I played The Sims, granted for, a couple hours, I literally just wanted to give them the best life. I was so excited. And, I had... I was, 12 when I played it. Or maybe even 11. And then I come, to school and people are like, yeah, wait, you didn't kill off your Sims? And I'm like, what? No, why would you do that?
I've never played The Sims.
It reminds me that, do you guys know that Black Mirror episode, it's USS Callister, I think?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No. Okay, basically, a guy who's, a video game programmer, he whenever he gets, mad at his coworkers, I think it's, some sort of VR, VR scenario, but he basically makes characters off of the... off of the coworkers he thinks are jerks, and then makes them the crew on the USS Callister with him as the pilot. And he kind of basically, it's been a long time, but basically he's orders them around, or even tortures him, turn one into and it's very heavily implied that the characters that are made, at least you do endear yourself to them. I don't know if they're conscious or not. That's a good question.
Doesn't he just, he has to have a piece of DNA in order to make the characters, so I'm guessing that they are conscious and they can feel pain. He's literally making a copy of someone he doesn't like and then torturing them.
But it's a virtual,
That takes it up to a level of, really creepy. Making someone you don't like in The Sims, then saying, ha ha, you get stuck in the pool with no ladder. That's, I don't see that being extremely uncommon, but the DNA thing, that's a whole other level.
The reasons are also really petty too. One person, he tortured her because she doesn't smile enough at work.
Mm-hmm.
It was the receptionist or whatever.
Yep. And something else that happens is one of the NPCs takes off his pants and slaps his crotch area. That happens in the episode.
Oh, takes, yeah.
Takes because
out his pants? No, he takes off his pants and yeah. slaps his crotch area.
Because there's removes. Yeah.
There's nothing there. He's like a Ken doll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, boy. This has been a weird radio hour.
We have to ID the last song, don't we?
We do. Yeah, the last one was... This was just... I really wanted... This is Australian ska, which was found on my Every Noise journey. But I just thought it would be the best combo cancel from the last, like, two very epic songs. And, like, it's Area 7, Nobody Likes a Bogan, from their 2001 album, Say It to My Face. This is just such a great... I just really like this song. First of all, like a bogan, if this is an Australian slang term for like kind of like tacky, like kind of I don't know how to like describe it without like being like it's not I don't know a good like US term to like parallel it too well. But, like, yeah, just kind of, like, gaudy and tacky, you know. Mm-hmm. And, but I just really like it. Honestly, I think if left wild type for long enough, I would just, like, the jean shirt. I felt attacked by the jean pants and the flannel, if you heard in the song. Yeah, it's I really like the song. And I very, but anyway.
So one of our viewers in D.C. described this song as a B-rate Jimmy Buffett.
A B-rate Jimmy Buffett?
Yes.
Wait.
I don't know.
Is this listener, or is this just a random listener commenting?
I vaguely know this person.
Okay.
Oh, like Johnny Bahama? Like Margaritaville.
You don't know who Jimmy Buffett is?
I don't know who Jimmy Buffett is.
I like kind
of. Oh,
wait,
like Warren Buffett.
Whenever I hear Jimmy Buffett, I immediately think of Warren Buffett.
I think of the McElroy bit, then I think of one of our friends named Miguel.
Yeah, who is fair.
Jimmy Buffett, dude.
And he's Jimmy Buffett?
No, he just likes Jimmy Buffett. We got him a Margaritaville thing for his wall. And then I just think of Jimmy Buffett songs, like Margaritaville, God, why am I totally blanking out here?
Margaritaville's like Come Monday. One. Yeah, Margaritaville's a big one. That's, yeah, no, I,
it's
like...
It's all kind of that, like, tropical, summery song kind of feel.
Yeah. It's just so great. It's ska music, so it's, like, punky, but with more brass. Bold and brash.
Doesn't belong in the trash.
Oh no, just throw it all in there. Anyway, I guess we're coming to the twilight of the Small Cactus Radio Hour. Thank you guys for coming. It's been real. It's been wow.
One final word.
Yes.
What? Thanks for that, Larry.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
We're happy to have you contributing. It's also you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. We'll have song kind of pull us out and bridge us over to whoever the next person is. This guy is, I'll say a little bit about the artist, but won't ID the song. But this is a guy named Baths. He is a great electronic music producer. He's also openly gay, which is super cool. This comes from his third EP, Romaplasm, which I got on vinyl this past Saturday. Super recommend you check him out, but this is a little taste of it. I'm sure I've played some of it on the show before, but I hope everyone enjoys. Have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful week. Spring break is on the horizon. Let's go. And I will see you guys later. Do I have any final words, anyone?
May is National Bike Month.
Thank you.